Hello.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the new radio show, Robbie and Gibbons, brought to you by none other than Robbie and Gibbons.
Ooh, yes.
So today, we have a variety of talks that we are going to use, and we are going to use them in an improv matter, which is the essentials of our show together.
Yes, yes.
I hope you can hear us, because this is our first time doing this stuff.
Yay, beginners!
Yay! Anywho, my name is Robbie, and we have a special guest today named
Tecumseh.
Or Tecumseh. And here she is.
Hello, my name is Tecumseh. I from motherland.
From the motherland.
Yes.
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 So Tecumseh, this is, my name is Gibbons, by the way. I never told you that. Tecumseh, tell us, I hear you have a very interesting career. I'm intrigued. You should inform us and our listeners about it.
Yes, when I come to this country, I have no job. So then I apply and got one, and I am nanny. I grow children.
Oh, you grow them? Like vegetables?
Like vegetables! With water!
Oh, yes. I love water.
Mm. It is good, Professor.
Yes. Does it pay well?
Yes, especially when children behave. If children no behave, nanny no get paid.
Nanny no get paid.
So I make sure me children are well behaved.
That is a good idea.
Good idea.
Okay. You know, Tecumseh, I remember one time when I was a nanny for my sister because she had a lot of children and she didn't want to hire someone irresponsible or a stranger, so she hired me. And I remember it was dreadful. Tell me, do you have any strategies for putting up with the children and their ridiculousnesses?
Sisses. Yes, children quite ridiculous because they know nothing.
Oh.
So I tell them, bad children, no. You will behave now or lock you in closet.
Oh, Robbie's gone! No, that's me. Anyway.
Oh, I'm back!
You're
just
back.
Kidding.
Oops.
Oopsie. Don't move the microphone, dearies. That's a new lesson.
New lesson. Okay. Well, So, there we go. There's quite a kerfuffle happening here from everything. All of the things.
Dear listeners, my chair is stuck. And I'm too short for the microphone.
He broke it.
Oh,
not really.
I'll crane my neck like a crane.
Like a crane.
A long neck. Daddy, long. Never mind, that's a spider.
That is a spider that does not put kids in closets.
No, so, yes,
you call me spider.
Yes.
Yes.
I did. Let me tell you something. In homeland, we call you no spider.
A spider.
Spider call you.
Whoa. On the tiny spider phones.
Spider phones. That's an interesting concept.
Whoops.
So, Tecumseh.
Yes.
So you said, I don't remember, you said you locked the children in the closet when they were being disrespectful and such.
Yes.
So what happened when they were respectful?
Well, they come out of closet, and then they sit in the living room, and they sit and watch me, and I teach them.
Ooh, are you a teacher?
I was.
Oh, I like teachers.
Yes.
They do art projects.
Yes.
Do you do construction paper animals?
No. Children learn about finance. Finance, only thing that matters.
Oh.
So you do construction numbers then? You make construction numbers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That would be a correct statement.
Mm. Interesting. I did construction animals and numbers. I also did construction flowers, because we liked to decorate the house with flowers.
And finance.
And finance. Mm. Yes.
Mm. That sounds like fun.
So Tecumseh, tell us, how has the transition from the motherland to where we are located now, which is America, if you aren't aware, tell us, how has that transition settled with your stomach? Is that great, or is it difficult?
It has been difficult, as, you know, my Tecumseh is my stomach. It starts with T, so it has alliteration. That's what I learned in this country.
Oh.
Like sounds sound good when you say them together.
Yes, it is and a writer's technique.
Yes, that's how I get a job. I use a lot of T's and lots of R's together.
Oh.
And people like that. They like hearing talk. But in reference to stomach, which is question you ask, it has been bad because back in home country, we do not eat sugar.
Oh.
It's too expensive. And that's all I find in America.
Sugar.
It's true.
Sugar monsters.
Ooh.
Oh.
In fact, Americans smell like sugar.
Oh.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh.
They should all smell like cabbage.
Is it hard to resist eating them?
I was going to ask the same thing.
We are on the same field of mind, Robbie.
We are playing football.
Football.
Back to sugar.
Sugar.
Yes, sometimes hard to resist, but I try best. Sometimes I imagine they are giant hot dog and that deter me.
Yes.
Yes.
Sugary hot dogs don't sound nice.
Not nice at all.
Nope.
No. You know, one time, I remember a day when we were at the campsite with my family, and I remember from my grandpa, we put together an interesting hot dog, and it involved slugs. It was delicious. It was a prank, of course. We put it together as a prank, and he almost ate it.
Okay, almost.
Yes.
Oh.
If he would have eaten it, though, we put magic dust in it, so he would have grown a pair of wings. So it's a good thing that he did not eat it.
Now, Robbie Gibbons.
Gibbons is
Gibbons,
my name.
Gibbons, I'm confused.
Oh, that's okay.
I would like to disagree with you
a
tad.
Conflict?
I don't believe... You mean it would have been good if your grandfather had wings?
It's true. Except my grandfather was quite a player, so he wouldn't be able to get the women.
The ladies.
The ladies.
On all the dates.
No.
Grandpa.
So
Grandpa.
Logical question to ask is how many uncles/aunts you have.
Excuse me. Oh. That question is absurd. I have 32 uncles and aunts, thank you. Yes, they're very extensive. I told you my grandpa was a player. So was everybody else in my family. So we just have a lot of family members for reasons I don't need to explain on the air.
Family reunions are a lot of fun.
Yes.
Big picnics.
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 Yes.
With slug hot dogs.
Slug
minus the wings,
yes.
Of course.
Yes.
No wings. Unless they're chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Nummy!
Ooh, yes. Mm.
Excellent.
Yes.
Tecumseh.
Yes.
A final question.
Yes.
For the moment.
Oh.
At this time.
Okay.
Not excluding all the other future times.
Okay.
Tecumseh.
Yes.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is green, because in Russia there is no green. And I see it a lot when I come to this country, and so I like it.
Yes.
That is all I have to say about green.
Green?
Green.
Green is a beautiful color.
It is.
Yes.
I know, that's why I say.
Sassy Tecumseh.
Sassy Tecumseh.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Green.
Everybody in the audience, let's give Tecumseh a round of applause, even though we can't hear it. Yes!
Thank you.
Yes, audience! Good clapping!
Beautiful!
Yes, clapping.
Okay, so next, we have a special surprise. Raise your hand if you like storybooks.
I do very much.
There's at least one person in the entire world that likes storybooks.
Yes. And, you know, I think our audience will be very proud, Corey.
Robbie!
It's what I meant to say. Robbie!
Robbie,
can we... I went by the Secret Library of Doom, and I picked up one of their restricted novels.
Yes.
It has a lot of pictures.
Oh, yes.
And few words, but what it says is universal and substantial.
It's true. There are lessons about life in this children's book of Doom.
Yes. It's called King Bidgood's in the Bathtub. And it's by Audrey Wood. I don't know who that is, but that's okay. Because, you know, she's alive. She's dead. I don't really know how she is.
A nice lady. She likes cupcakes, but only red velvet kind.
Yes, red velvet kind. Like curtains.
Curtains.
Yes.
Curtain cupcakes.
Yes. Robbie.
Yes.
Would you like to read the first page? What would you like me to...
Go for it.
Okay.
Gibbons.
Yes. So what we're going to do for you, audience, is this is going to be a weekly event, and we'll read a page every week, and eventually, in about 30 weeks, you'll understand the story. So I hope you enjoy this first page. It's very substantial.
Help! Help!
cried the page. When the sun came up, King Bingood's in the bathtub, and he won't get out. Oh, who knows what to do? And that is all the first page says. So what we have here is a little squire. This book is set in the times of Kinghood and castle times and dragons.
And ruffles. And suits.
Yes. So we have here a little squire who's calling the the king won't come out of the bathtub.
It's an issue.
Yes.
It's a big issue.
Big issue.
The man in the armor and the pink tights.
Yes.
He thinks so too. His mustache is so bushy because he's so concerned.
It's like a rabbit.
Like a rabbit.
A rabid rabbit.
On his face.
On his face.
His concern was so sticky that the first wildlife that came by attached to his lip.
Yes, that is what happened. To the left of the knight with pink tights, you'll notice a woman in a wild dress. Her facial expression is very intense. I think she just saw a ghost. That's what's happening here.
I think so. And the ghost poked her.
Yeah, she's making a face like, ooh! Yeah, that's what's happening here.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's another man who looks confused, like he's never seen bubbles before.
Yes, he's very pensive on this particular bubble.
Oh, bubble.
Yes.
It's going to pop on his nose, and he doesn't know what to do.
Oh, dear. Bubble popping.
On the bow tie man.
On the bow tie man.
Bow tie. He's delicious.
My favorite kind of pasta.
Ooh, yum. Nom, nom, nom. Yes.
Yes.
We also have on this page, you know, I noticed the knight has a weird little thing on his knight hat. The knight with a K, not with an N. It has fluffy little circles on it.
Oh my.
Do you have, Tecumseh or Robbie, do you have advice on what this fluffy thing is? It looks like cotton candy.
Tecumseh, please share your thoughts on the fluffy thing.
Oh, okay, I share. I don't read children's books often, but I will look, and I will say, and I will judge and observe, and say what I think.
Beautiful.
I think they are mouse pellets. Because in Russia, there's so little food, we hunt mice. And then we take the pellets and make sweaters to keep warm. It looks like he still has a lot to go before he make night sweater.
That's beautiful contribution. I've heard of people wearing mouse pellets as a form of beautifulness in many countries.
All the countries.
I used to have bathing suit of mouse pellets.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Brilliant.
I got first husband.
Yes.
Oh, first.
Ooh.
I'm sure there's a story there.
Yes.
After we listen to a song!
Yeah!
Yay! Ready? Set?
Go. Quickly.
In a moment.
In a moment.
Not as quickly as we first
thought. Not as quickly. Sometimes going quick is not the main event. I think sometimes, sometimes what matters is how quality your production is. And this production we're making is very productive, like apples. Okay, we're ready now. Yay!
Sometimes the road shadows the light. Good day, cycle savvy people. This is just a friendly PSA from your favorite radio station, KDUP 1580. I'm here to let you know that it's not a good idea to travel on your bicycle in Portland, even though it seems to be friendly, without protective and reflective gear. And for all you SUV drivers out there, look out. I'm just trying to ride my bike.
Hello, listeners.
We're back.
We're back.
Ooh, cheer. Thank you.
So that song you just listened to was called The Destroyer. Destroyer without the, by The Asteroid Shop. From the album, The Asteroid Shop.
Exciting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Anywho, that was exciting. We heard from The Asteroid Shop and about bicycles. Two wheels. Fun times. Fun times.
Very fun. Very fun.
Yes. So now we have a section called
The Weather.
It's very straightforward. We say things about the climate.
Yes.
Mm.
Wow.
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 Okie dokie. So, Tecumseh.
Yes.
What was your experience with the weather at 10:52 a.m. This morning?
I know this because I look out window at 10:52 exactly this
yes.
morning. And
excellent.
I document weather, personal hobby. And when I look out, it was falling ninja stars.
Yes.
In fact, students at UP, because I stay here sometimes.
Oh.
Ooh, we're taking nice. The Pyrex, those little things they bake casserole in.
Yes.
And holding it overhead to protect the glass ones.
The glass ones.
Yes.
Yes. That's very interesting.
Pyrex! Pyrex as Kevlar from Ninja Stars.
Kevlar from Ninja Stars. That could be a band name.
Let's do it.
Yes. That was beautiful. Now,
yep.
Listeners, I just wanted to remind you that you're listening to KGUP College Radio at the University of Portland. And this is Robbie and Gibbons.
Gibbons?
Yes. If you'd like to make a request for a song, I think we'll listen to you. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Please feel free to give us a call. We love when you call and talk to us. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, you can call us at 503-943-7121 or at extension 7121 on campus.
Juan. Excellent. Call, but you have to make the request in a silly voice.
Yes, silly voice.
Silly voice,
yes.
Excellent.
Okie dokie.
Okay. So about at 10:51 p.m.
2 a.m.
52.
We have a caller.
That was quick.
Let's see how to make this work.
Exciting buttons.
Are you ready? Do you have the telephone in hand?
You answer it, I think.
Where's the, oh, here's the telephone.
Telephone.
Hello. Professor Peter.
Robbie Gibbons is figuring out the phone buttons. There are so many of them. A lot of them are bright blue and green and they're knobbly. And I think he found the right one. Do it, Gibbons.
Hello.
Hello.
I believe we have a listener online now.
Yes, this is Professor Peter Throttlebottom.
Ooh.
And I would just like to say that I found your reading of story to be most engaging. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Professor.
Professor Peter something bottom.
Yes.
I appreciate your feedback.
Yes. I think it's wonderful having you on our show. Do you have anything you'd like to say to our audience about the weather?
Is it the weather segment my favorite? Well, I did notice this morning that when the ninja stars fell from the sky, they may have killed my cat.
Oh, what was your cat's name, Professor?
My cat's name was Zigmeister Squiggle.
I think moment of silence for Zigmeister Squiggle.
Yes.
That was good.
That was a nice moment.
Very beautiful.
That's made me feel much better.
Yes. I am glad, Professor.
Yes.
Anything for you and your sexy voice, Professor.
Yes.
I mean...
Oh, all right. Do we have a love connection in the building?
Meet your guest personally.
Well, we will give you... How about you give your number when you hang up and... We will get you in touch.
Yes. Thank you so much for your call, Professor.
It was lovely talking to you.
Yes, you as well.
Yes. All right. So, that was beautiful weather we're having.
Good weather.
Yes, so I believe that leads us into our next segment, which is the news. Apparently, Professor... This will go to the bottom. He had his cat killed. When I was walking to the studio, I saw 53 dead cats on the road.
Oh my.
It was rather frightening.
I bet.
Yes.
It's bad when you have terrible weather. Lots of pets.
Lots of pets. I'm just glad that my fluffy noodlekins is safe.
What does he look like? I bet he's gorgeous.
He is. He's a cat that looks like a pig.
That's very... That's beautiful. I wish I had a pig like that. A cat pig.
Cat. The cat. He just doesn't have hair and he's pink.
Hairless cat.
Without hair.
Paint.
In the homeland, we call them rats.
Rats. He might be. His tail is long and pink, too.
Yes.
I did paint him pink, though, so that might have something to do with it.
You know, I think it might, Robbie. You just tickle me pink all the time.
I could make that happen, you know. I brought paint.
Would, you know, maybe after the show.
All right.
Yes.
So maybe now, in a bit, once we have told you a story about a mouse named Frederick, we'll play you another song.
Yes.
And now, Frederick. A story told, word by word, going in circles. Starting with Tecumseh.
Once.
There was
a
rabbit named
Frederick.
And his
mother.
Loved to
kiss
dogs. She
was
very happy
because
she
liked superfluous
animals. One
like
me. So
she
said, Ryan!
You are
not
welcome
here anymore.
Yes.
Ryan
said
he was
angry.
Very angry.
So
he invited
his
mouse named
Frederick Jr. That was two.
He invited his mouse, Frederick Jr., to a
party.
Parties are the
epitome
of friendship.
The
road was
slippery
and wet.
So
he decided
to
run away
from
the party.
end.
Once
he... went. Excuse me.
Well, there's a problem. Once he went to his...
shower.
He decided...
to...
kill...
the... mouse.
Oh! The end. That was a beautiful story. Let's get a round of applause, audience. Wonderful.
And now, Gibbons.
Yes.
What is the next song?
The next song is called Planetary, also by the Destroyer Shop. Okay, let's give that a go. Just kidding,
destroyer.
all, listeners. Thank you for listening. Now, I'll just comment. That last song was actually Make You Move by Holly L. from the album Infinitude.
Yeah!
Ooh. And it made us move like chickens.
It did. Yes.
Yes.
Very much so. Okay. Well.
All right.
Yes.
Next is a very special time. Again, raise your hand if you like food.
I do.
Oh, so many people like food. I saw 12,000 hands in the air.
That is a lot for a small room.
It is a lot. We have stacks of people. They're on billboards, on flat pad things, crates even. They're all mice too, so that works. Oh my. Nice. So that story about Frederick was popular. Now, just so you can all be prepared for the future, we have two more thingies for you. The first, snack time!
Yes! And before we get to the snacks, we have to listen to something beautiful, because that's what we do before we eat. Here we are.
Yes.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Beautiful!
Mm-hmm.
Peace Corps. Yes. So you're listening to KDUP College Radio at University of Portland. And this is Robbie and Gibbons. If you'd like to... Yes, Tecumseh.
Oh. If you would like to call, make request, you call phone at 503-943-7121 or at extension 7121 on campus.
Yes. And Professor, if you're still listening to the show, that's so you can get in touch with Tecumseh.
Yummy, yummy.
Go on dates and things. Hold hands.
Ooh.
Ooh, so nice.
Maybe even eat a snack.
Snack?
Oh.
Like this?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
So here we have kind fruit and nut bar. Found in the commons.
In the commons.
It
you
is.
You can buy this bar for 2 points.
Points, also known as dollars to normal people. This is an apple, cinnamon, and pecan thingy that will be eaten, but not by you.
Yes, we will be eating this live. And, you know, I think you can have some, but you'll have to get your own to eat it for you.
Can you hear us eating it?
Yummy.
It's crunchy and has fruit and nuts in it. Yes. There's a cranberry.
Yes.
And almond.
You know, I think I taste a bit of asparagus.
Oh. Oh, my.
Maybe even some boiled rock. Yes.
A nice roux. Got some broth and flour happening at the bottom there.
Yes.
It's very sticky.
Yes.
This reminds me of the time when I got stuck in a pot of honey.
Oh, my.
Yes. Yeah, that's what... This brings back beautiful memories.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Cuddly little bear who's fat and yellow.
I don't think that's how the song goes.
No, not really. But that's okay. Yeah. We don't have the copyrights. So it's probably best that we don't know the words.
It's true.
I save you from lawsuit is what I do.
Thank you, Tecumseh.
Yes. I don't know if you can hear us chewing, but we're doing it rather emphatically.
Emphatically.
I'm actually rather impressed. I figured it would be gross because it looks healthy.
Yes, it looks like nuts and fruit.
Yes.
Smooshed
together. Yes.
It is what they advertise.
It's true, Tecumseh. You are so astute.
So astute.
So
like a statue.
Like a astute statue.
Yes. Like Buddha.
Oh, yes.
He was very astute. And so was the kitty. They were very astute.
The cat.
Yes.
Was the mostest astutest.
Yes.
Of all the students.
Astutest.
That's what my cat sounds like.
Yes.
Snuggle Kinderlopolis.
I'm very impressed with that name. Snuggle Kinderlopolis. That must be fun to say when you're angry. It's just like, Snuggle Kinderlopolis!
That's exactly the way I sound. It's almost like you live in my basement.
Oh, I would love to. You know, speaking of basements, we have a song to analyze in 10 minutes.
We do.
We do. We do.
Let's analyze this song.
Yes. This song is called Call Your Girlfriend
by Robin with a Y.
Yes.
But not in place of the O, in place of what would actually be the I.
Yes. It doesn't start with a Y. It starts with an R.
Yes, and then an O comes next.
Yes, and, you know, it goes on.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So, I think what is happening here is analysis. So, the first stanza reads, call your girlfriend. It's time you had the talk.
All the talk?
Oh, goodness.
That must be bad.
Gibbons.
Yes.
I'm almost done.
I'm sorry.
Hold off on the commentary.
I will hold off.
Thank you. Give your reasons. Say it's not her fault. But you just found somebody new.
Oh, I knew it would end with breakup.
Oh, they always end with a breakup.
Always. Peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
So.
I think what's happening here is there's a woman who she needs to be called.
Yes.
Because he's telling someone to call your girlfriend.
Yes. Calling them.
Yes. You know, the problem here is that he's going through the typical... Why? I can't even think.
He used typical excuse. Yes. I've been broken up
it's
with
not
him
your
many times.
It's me, not you. Don't worry.
That is complete
rubbish. Mm. That is not excusable.
It's especially over the phone.
Yes. Yeah. Call your... That is not how I would
Heaven
want...
Heaven forbid it should be through text.
Text.
Oh.
Or what's it called? The Facebook.
The Book of Faces.
Yeah.
I've heard of this.
I would want someone telling me in person, not writing on my face.
Yeah, that's don't just, write on
yes.
the face.
Yes.
My Though face is...
Technically, that be in person.
Yes.
Because you touch the face.
Oh, that's, goodness.
This is true, Tecumseh.
Very true.
I would rather they wrote it on my face than set it through a device.
Yes.
Device.
A technological.
Yes. So... Buff. What happens next is she says, tell her not to get upset.
Mm.
Second guessing everything you said and done. And then when she gets upset, tell her how you never mean to hurt no one.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that was deep.
Beautiful.
Then you tell her that the only way her heart will mend, like sewing.
Ooh.
That's not part of the song.
No,
it's when
it isn't.
She learns to love again.
Again.
And it won't make sense right now, but you're still her friend, and then you let her go down easy. Oh. Let her down easy.
You
is that
pick her
what
up.
It says,
it says yes. So, this is interesting. We have a second switch in dynamics.
We do.
Yes. What's happening is he's saying, lift her up.
Lift.
And let her down easy.
So basically, when you break up with someone, you pick them up like a swing.
Yes.
And you coddle them and make them feel happy. And then you say, psych!
Yes. And, but you do it nicely, psych.
Yeah, like,
and you gently release them onto the ground.
I got to be honest, I think this is bad advice. Why would you pick someone up higher so they could fall longer and harder?
That is the entire point of picking them up.
It is.
So they fall worse.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. And she goes on to say, the only way you're going to get better is when you love someone else.
Yes, who doesn't throw you in the air when they break up with you.
I think it's a valid point. I would rather be in love with a frog than be in love with someone who doesn't love... Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, yes. Gibbons.
It's like pie.
Pie?
Pie never makes... Pie? I was very loud. Pie never makes sense.
It doesn't. It stands for, perhaps I'm excused.
Yes.
From making sense. That's what pie stands for.
Yes. This is what next stanza says. Call girlfriend. It's time you had talk. Give reasons. Say it's not her fault. But you just met somebody new. That is still rubbish.
Yes.
I believe we heard the refrain.
That, yes.
Tecumseh, please, continue.
I have no education here.
Please, no, continue. Read the next stanza.
I read it.
Beautiful.
Don't tell her how I give you something that you never even knew you missed. Don't you even try and explain how it's so different when we kiss.
Oh, kissing.
Oh, goodness. I didn't know this was in the song. I did. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Graphic, yes. You tell her that only way her heart will mend is when she learns to love again. And it won't make sense right now, but you still her friend.
Friend.
And didn't you let her down easy?
Again, with the throwing and the friendship, I don't think that's realistic.
Yes. Yes. I think he's trying to do something that's very hard in the softest way possible. Like making cookies out of brick sauce. It's very difficult to make cookies out of bricks.
I feel that perhaps this is not really about girlfriend, but about giving advice to boy who must break up.
Yes.
For it's coming from viewpoint of good friend.
Good friend, potentially new girlfriend that could be thrown in the air like a bag of cookie bricks.
Maybe it's new one, the new person he met who's telling him to do these things.
Hey, what's the word for this?
Conniving.
Conniving? B word.
Are you talking about
balloons?
Balloon. That's what I was going to say.
I was talking about balloons.
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 Yes.
Balloons.
Wow.
Ooh. Balloon. That is what they are.
Yes.
Conniving balloon.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes. Guess what, people? That was Call Your Girlfriend by Robin.
By Robin with a Y.
Mm.
Yes.
Analysis by Tecumseh, Robbie, and Gibbons.
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 Yes.
So, we have a minute in which to say things about ice cream.
Yes.
I think
I agree with Tecumseh. I love ice cream.
It's very good.
It's also good for your babies when you bathe them in it.
Oh, I've heard the same thing.
Yes.
The stickiness attracts bugs that know things about the universe, and that's how they learn language.
Yes.
When I nanny, I bathe children in ice cream, and then when they run through house, they stick to wall, and then they get in no more trouble because they cannot move.
Oh, my. No more trouble sticking to walls while learning things from insects.
Yes.
It's win-win.
Solid parenting advice.
Beautiful advice.
Mm. Full circle, I should
full
say.
Full circle.
From somewhere else.
Yes. I bring end of show back to beginning, yeah.
Oh, yes. And that is clever to come, sir.
Yes. Now, viewers, I think we should give our special guest a very giant thank you heart. Because...
Yes.
Her heart traveled a long way to be here from the motherland.
Yeah.
Yes, I come from very long way.
Very long way.
So tune in next time on KDUP Radio, University of Portland.
Yes.
Robbie and Gibbons.
Wednesdays from 9 to 10 on KDUP. And now, thank you.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.